In the Finance Act 1999, the revenue introduced special rules to deal with gifts of land where the donor or donor's spouse retained an interest. These rules were specifically designed to block an imaginative tax planning scheme that was being used by many practitioners, whereby land and buildings could be given away and a benefit retained without triggering the gift with reservation rules. This planning scheme was first used by a taxpayer called Lady Ingram in the 1980s. Lady Ingram was an elderly lady who owned a substantial freehold property. In 1987, Lady Ingram gave the freehold of her home to a trust for her family. This was a potentially exempt transfer for IHT purposes. Having given away the freehold of the property, Lady Ingram granted herself a lease which gave her the right to occupy the house for the next 20 years. Essentially, Lady Ingram had given away her home, but was thereafter still able to live in the property under the terms of the lease. Lady Ingram died 2 years later in 1989. Lady Ingram's executors disclosed that a pet had been made in the 7 years prior to Lady Ingram's death, and IHT on the pet should be borne by the trustees of the family trust. The Inn Revenue argued that this situation gave rise to a gift with reservation of benefit, and therefore the value of the property at the date of death should be charged to inheritance tax in Lady Ingram's estate. Charging the house in Lady Ingram's death estate would produce a higher IHT liability. The courts were asked to consider whether this arrangement constituted a gift with reservation. The solicitors for the taxpayer argued that Lady Ingram had given away the freehold of the property, but after the gift had taken place, Lady Ingram only had a lease and was therefore unable to benefit from the asset she had given away. Essentially, a freehold interest and a leasehold interest are two different assets, and only where a taxpayer retains a benefit in the asset actually given away do the gift with reservation rules apply. After much to-ing and fro-ing in the courts, in December 1998, the House of Lords agreed with the taxpayer that this situation did not give rise to a gift with reservation of benefit. The Lords' decision thereby gave legal authority to these lease carve-out schemes, which imaginatively managed to sidestep the gift with reservation rules. As a direct reaction to the House of Lords' decision, the Inland Revenue drafted new legislation to block these types of tax planning schemes. The new legislation took effect from the 9th of March 1999 and is contained as Section 102A of the Finance Act 1986. Under the new rules, if the donor or donor's spouse enjoy a significant right or interest in relation to land, a gift with reservation of benefit will arise. A significant right or interest is one which entitles either the donor or the donor's spouse to occupy or to enjoy land in any material form. For example, if the donor gives away land or buildings, but after the gift, either the donor or the donor's spouse is able to occupy or enjoy the land under a lease, license, or other arrangement, the gift with reservation rules will take effect. The new rules did not apply retrospectively, so any taxpayers who had given away the freehold of their properties before March 1999 and are still able to enjoy the property under the terms of the lease do not have a gift with reservation. Therefore, when the donor dies, the value of the freehold property is not treated as forming part of their death estate. The rules in Section 102A only apply to new schemes, i.e. schemes set up on or after the 9th of March 1999. Section 102B, FA 1986, applies where, on or after 9th of March 1999, a share of land is gifted. For example, part of a house is given away. Under Section 102B, the gift with reservation rules will not apply to transfers of a share of an interest in land if either the donor does not occupy the land or the donor occupies the land to the exclusion of the donee in return for full consideration. The above appears to follow the normal gift with reservations doctrine. However, an additional relief was introduced in Section 102B, subsection 4. Section 102B, subsection 4 applies where a donor gives away a share of land, but the donor and donee thereafter share occupation of the land. In this instance, if the donor and donee jointly occupy the land and the donor does not receive any other benefit, There is no gift with reservation. HMRC would regard, for example, the donee paying all the bills connected with the property as an instance in which the donor would receive a benefit from his gift. Therefore, if bills are shared or are fully borne by the donor, there is no benefit. Section 102B therefore allows, for example, a parent to give a half share in the family home to a son or daughter, and thereafter share occupation with the son or daughter, without the gift being a gift with reservation of benefit. Section 102B does not require the donor and donee to share occupation on a full-time basis. There just needs to be some degree of shared occupation. By way of illustration, Anne is widowed and owns a house worth £600,000. She transfers a half share in the house to her daughter, Jill. Anne continues to live in the house. Jill has her own flat, but spends 3 days a week living with Anne. Anne continues to pay her share of all the household costs. Section 102B, subsection 4, applies. Both Anne and Jill occupy the land. As Anne pays a fair share of the bills, she is not receiving any benefit by reason of the gift to her daughter. The transfer is, therefore, not subject to gift with reservation rules. The pet will be exempt if Anne survives 7 years. However, if Jill stops living in the house, Anne will be occupying the property by herself. Section 102B will therefore cease to apply. Therefore, unless Anne starts to pay full consideration to Jill for the use of Jill's proportion of the property, the original gift will become subject to the gift with reservation rules. There is one more common situation which will give rise to a gift with reservation of benefit. If a donor sets up a discretionary trust, and the donor is a beneficiary of the trust, the donor has given away assets from which he is potentially able to benefit after the transfer. This situation would therefore give rise to a gift with reservation of benefit. Therefore, if the donor is still a beneficiary of the trust when he dies, the trust assets are deemed to form part of his death estate for IHT purposes. Even though this situation is a gift with reservation, the Inn Revenue still regard the creation of the trust as a chargeable lifetime transfer. So when the trust is set up, lifetime inheritance tax may be payable. There is one short practice question to complete this session. First, let's consider a gift to a discretionary trust where the donor is a trustee of the trust. This is not a gift with reservation of benefit, because after the gift, the donor is not able to benefit from the property transferred. A gift to a discretionary trust will only give rise to a gift with reservation if the donor is a beneficiary. If the donor is able to charge the trust for his services as a trustee, this would be a gift with reservation, because the donor is benefiting from the property he is giving away. If a donor gives a house to his daughter and stays with his daughter in the property once every month, this is not a gift with reservation. This is dealt with in the Revenue's interpretation from November 1993, which clearly states that the donor is able to stay in the property for at least 2 weeks a year without triggering the provision. Staying once a month is therefore regarded as insignificant, and a gift with reservation will not arise. The gift of the Porsche to the son will constitute a gift with reservation because the son gives the donor a lift in the car every day. According to the Revenue, the donee is able to give occasional lifts to the donor without triggering a charge, and every day would be regarded as more than occasional. Finally, if a donor gives away a house and retains a benefit under a long lease, this will be a gift with reservation of benefit. This situation is covered by the new rules in Section 102A, which were introduced in Finance Act 1999 to prevent tax planning using Lady Ingram type avoidance schemes.